Me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome to everybody here. Nice to see some different faces. Let's start off with the previous monthly meeting minutes. Any comments, questions, or problems? Both for the regular monthly meeting of April 13th, and the workshop audit of the Justice Books and Files. Okay, I have a motion to accept them.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I'd like to make an announcement to all of those that are here that receive a paycheck from the town. We are required to have a sexual harassment course. It will be offered by NYMER here tomorrow night at 5:30. And we will have one again on June 23rd at 10 a.m. If you can't make the 5:30 one tomorrow night, Rick will be here with a projector. We'll have it up on the wall and everyone will be able to take part. So please plan on attending if you collect your paycheck from the town of Elk. And if you know anyone that does, see them or give them a call, I appreciate it. I believe we've contacted everyone, but a reminder never hurts. I need to correct the abstract for April 13th, 2021, number 84. For Williamson Law Books, originally it had it on account A1460.2. And Amy corrected me on that. It should be A1410.4. So just to let everybody know. Does that need to have a motion to correct that?
No, it's in the minutes.
As long as you've got it in the minutes.
It's in the minutes.
Okay. I was going to go to Herb, but I don't see him here. So we'll go right to Tug Hill Commission. Paul.
Good. Thank you. I handed out copies of my report to you. And this is it. Tug Hill Commission offices are still operating at a 50% occupancy level. Half of the water town staff is working out of the office and half are still working at home. They're all working full time. I'm hoping to adjust that in the future when it's permitted, but for now we're still at 50%. Governor's executive order allowing remote meetings and public hearing by means of Zoom has been extended through May 27th. And Rick, let me address the question that you raised earlier about Zoom meetings. As long as you're meeting physically in person as the board, you don't have to do Zoom. The only provision here under Zoom lets a member of the board or one of the officials that votes on things participate from a remote location without the strictures that were in place in the past. So as long as the whole board is here in person, you don't have to do Zoom. You can choose to do Zoom as you have tonight. But in that kind of extended meeting makes it more available to the public. There's a recording you can watch later if they want to, but you don't have to. So that's where things are right now. I guess there's talk about possible changes in the open meetings law that would change the provisions of how Zoom or remote accessing the meeting works in the future, but there's nothing firm on that right now. So that's still up in the future right now. We're still under the executive orders, and that just permits you to use Zoom under those circumstances that we're barring to. So that's where that stands. Next point is required by state law. I posted the town's 2021 tentative assessment role on the town's website. Amy also added the notice has to do with that. And I added the link to the tentative assessment role to your notice, so it makes it a little easier to get to. The Central New York Regional Planning and Development Board is doing a countywide community survey on availability of broadband with the idea in mind of improving area coverage. More information about that's on the Salmon Rivers Council of Governments website, which is www.salmonrivers.org. There's a website for that effort, www.cnyinternet.com. And there's also a notice I put on the town's website about that. So if you go to the town's website, you'll see one of the posts that has to do with soliciting input from the public on how your internet is and whether you have it or not by high speed.
Yep. So can I just make a comment on that?
Sure.
I, as town supervisor, and I forwarded it to the other board members, this is an effort by the Central New York Regional Planning and Development Board to see who needs better broadband. And obviously in the town of Albion, we're somewhat rural in a lot of spots. So they're trying to get surveys or phone calls even from everyone that doesn't have service, and so that they can improve the service. Obviously this whole COVID thing made it pretty clear that school kids that aren't able to go to school, they need to have that broadband ability at homes. So they're trying to spread it out and guarantee that we're covered.
And by the way, if anybody here wants a copy of my report here tonight to get those references, I'd be happy to give you my extra copies here. But if you just Google the town of Albion, New York, it'll take you right to the town's website. And there is a on the right side of the page, there's recent posts, and one of them has to do with the internet access. So I would encourage you to participate to make sure that it's identified that we have a need here in Albion. And then last but not least, the Tugnutt Commission is doing its first ever Community Recognition Awards. And the deadline to submit for your community is June 1st. So there's more information on the website. And again, the link is here in my report. Or if you go to the Tugnutt website, we'll have to find it for you. And like I said, we have a couple of copies of my report. If anybody wants a copy to make advantage of those links for the internet access survey, and that can give you one. Well,
yeah.
Hey,
thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm here for a reason, so I'm trying to grab a
any questions for Paul? All right, I was going to move right into Matt and Elena, but Herb just came in. Herb, do you have another meeting you have to get to?
Yeah,
okay, well, why don't you, if you guys don't mind, we'll let you go ahead and make your presentation.
First of all, it's just for Liberty Sheet and Cottonwood County, the youth girl and stuff for Cottonwood County. This is for trying to get the parents to read to their kids the free program from 0 to 5 years old. Once you sign up, they send you a book. So you can read your kids. They're trying to get parents to read your little ones all the way up to 5 years old at night. So free, an application right on here. You fill them out, and you'll start getting your books within a few weeks after that. For anybody that might be interested, I give the pamphlet. I have a copy. I bring up the veterans flag. I think I talked about it. This is the veterans of the year. It's pretty easy to fill out. You know, veteran, you deserve it. And fill that out, and the county's going to pick the veteran of the year. We didn't get many applications last year. And the deadline for this is July 30th. You know anybody that did a service? What they're looking for is what they did once they got it out. Say they came to the town board, or they, you know, they kept working with the community years for their placement or whatever. Fill that out, mail it in, and hopefully that somebody you know might look. One here is from the Office of Aging, Sioux County. It's a caregivers course. So if you have to take care of somebody, or it's a 8 week, a 6 week course. You can do it online. Get you some advice about how to care for the elderly or just anybody that is in the house you might need to take care of. Just give you some hints. And you go online and the phone number on the back of this. The next one is, I think it's going to be in June, first part of June. It'll be a 6 week course. The next one, the reference to land use. I'll read it. Not much of it. It says, as most of you know, the section 239 part L and M of the New York State General Municipal Law requires municipalities entitled to refer to certain actions to the county planning board. And the legislator appoints the county planning board. Prior to taking any action on those items that meet a specific criteria within the law, GML 239 requires that local planning boards, zoning boards that choose not to follow the guidance provided by the county must officially override the county's recommendation and document that action in a letter back to the county within 30 days. John Allen was talking about basically what this does. It's preface. If it's on a town road, it might not even pertain to this, but if you're on a county road and you want to put in the driveway, the county recommends 30 feet and you only want to be 20, you got to advise them to that. So, Dave Turner, he's the one to get that in contact. So it's basically for the zoning and a planning board. They're saying if you're doing something, if you have a question, call Nate Turner. You might not even have to go by what they say, but they want to be advised. And the household hazard waste facility opens up on May 3rd. You have to take it to the Bristol Hill Solid Waste Facility over in Bonding, and the household hazard waste collection facility will be on Saturday from 8 to 11 a.m. and on Wednesdays from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. May 1st to September 29th. Got hazard waste, you want to do that, that's, you have to take it to Bristol Hill. Next one is an application for the Small Business Restaurant Revitalization Fund that will open up May 3rd. There's a fund now to the federal government because of COVID to help the buyers and restaurants. There's the two things. If you had a big loss during the virus pandemic, then you can apply for a loan. There's a lot of money in this. It's like $54 million in that business, you know, city, the local bar, getting a lot of debt, you might be able to get some relief from this loan application. And it's a first come, first served basis. So as soon as you make the contact, the number here to contact, fill out an application, and they'll review it as it is in order. And COVID-19 report, so far since last spring, we've done 209,450 tests. Negative test results have been 188,811. Positive cases since we started keeping track, we've had 7,875. Positive cases that have been released, there are 7,611. So far, right, as of May 10th, we got 174 people in the county with COVID. Yeah. We've had 90 deaths since last year. right now we've got 525 still under quarantine. So, the good thing is 60 and over, I think I heard of 70% of that population has got at least one shot of the vaccine. Really recommend it to get the shot. I've got two of them. I got them right here last night. I didn't even know about the reaction. Now, some people have. I think it's worth the chance.
Any other questions?
This little article is from the Tug Hill Commission. It's from the cannabis law. Consideration for the towns and villages. They're going to have a webcam. You can go on. This is talking about the end. On June 1st, 2021, 12 noon, Marijuana Recreation and Tax Act of 2021 created new sections of the New York State law, cannabis. Several of these provisions affect towns and village governments, including licensing and taxation. There are many questions regarding what can be regulated locally and the timing and process of the local regulations. If you go onto this website, you can ask questions and it can go out for that. The town of Paris and say on the 19th of May, they're going to have a rabies clinic over there. They haven't already done the one. And you've got to call in ahead of time. And by May 13th, you can start calling. You've got to have an appointment to go there. You just can't walk there on a rabies shot. There's a fee there. You don't have to pay it, but there's a donation. Usually, back to the comments, 7 o'clock. That's going to be in the town of Paris at the highway bound at the Hill Cliff Lab. So, if anybody wants to go to that, just call ahead of time. They'll set it up and tell you that. That's good. And the county has a few first go into the summer hours and do that every year. And there are business hours from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. And that's going to start at June 1st and go until August 30th. County invites job seekers, which is going to be a wall. Right across the Navy's at the county building there. There's going to be quite a few companies there. Anybody's looking for a job and employment, there's a lot of different companies going to show up. It's going to be an outdoor job fair. Hopefully, it's a little warmer like today. But there's going to be companies like Page Sharpening, Sugar Industry, Northeastern Companies. There's going to be a lot of companies there. Anybody's interested. And short notice, by the way. That's there. If anybody wants to do something on Saturday on the 15th, May 15th, they're going to have an open house in the city of Oswego at the waterfront. That's going to be the museums over there. You can go over and open up. They're going to open up. And there'll be all sorts of things there for voting, whatever. It's H. Lee White Maritime Museum. It's going to be open to the waterfront organization, close to the annual waterfront open house. That's going to be from 1 o'clock to 4 p.m. Anybody's in here? I'll be set. So let's go to the city.
That was a lot.
Does Amy have copies of all that stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know we have the copy.
Anybody have any questions for her? Thanks very much.
Yep.
Okay, at this time, we're going to go back to the Tug Hill Commission. We have Matt Johnson and Elena Millett, who are going to talk about the solar wind law that we're looking at. We currently have a moratorium
and we're going to move into a law to regulate large-scale wind and solar. So you're up.
Yeah, hi, everybody. I'm Matt Johnson, planner at the Tuckhill Commission, and this is Elena Millette over here, and she's going to be helping you out with this primarily, so I'm just kind of here to help her get the lay of the land and whatnot, so I'm going to turn it over to her. But I guess what we first wanted to hear is what precipitated you wanting to do this? Have you gotten inquiries from other people on this, or are you sort of being proactive?
A little bit of both. We, about a year or so ago, we were hit somewhat blindsided, I'll say, by a project from another local town that owned some land in our town, and they were going to put a solar project on it, solar farm. And we basically had no say about that at that time. As it turns out, I think it's pretty much on hold because the lines are dually owned by National Grid and Brookfield Energy, and Brookfield wouldn't give them the okay, I think is how I understood it. So that project is at least on hold, if not completely canceled. So that being said, we wanted to move forward and control for the looks of the town and you know, other reasons, any large scale projects that might come into the town. And as long as we were doing solar, we discussed it and kind of thought that wind should be controlled too. Now, that being said, we don't want to stop any personal people, you know, individuals from putting solar or wind power options on their own land. We just want to stop the large scale farms.
So that right now the town has a subdivision law, is that correct?
I don't believe so.
No.
Moratorium.
Yes. In regards to that?
Not in regards to that. We do have a subdivision law.
Subdivision law, but there's no site plan law, there's no zoning, there's no other.
No zoning, no.
Okay. So yeah, we can definitely help you with that. I'll turn it over to Elena with that.
Sure. So you guys got in your emails a packet that basically breaks down the language that would go into both a wind and a solar mobile law. Those come from, I believe it was Martinsburg, the town of Watertown, and Redfield. So the language is from neighboring towns in the Tocqueville area, and those came from essentially templates that the NYSERDA, the New York State Energy Development, had put to work for the public to use and for municipalities to use. It also comes from templates that counties are using. So it comes from conversations that communities in Tocqueville have been having and what sort of limits they want to put on that development. So hopefully you had a chance to look at that language and see if it kind of fits some of what you're thinking you'd like to see. And I will add that, I mean, definitions are something you're going to want to look at and see, you know, what definitions fit the idea that you have the regulations in the town. For instance, for large solar energy systems, you can break it down by tier. We, generally speaking, like to break it down by small solar energy systems, which are your, you know, under your 25 megawatts, and then your 25 megawatts and above would be large. And we also have some site, you know, the size of them being, you know, categorized into one or the other. Because of course, the regulations they'll have for small solar energy systems, like what someone might want in their residential property, would be different from your 25 plus megawatt project that's coming from a solar developer. So that's in there. Definitions, take a look at that. What you were saying about, you know, the looks of your town, Mike, and you know what you're trying to control for that. A lot of the things that you can do to manage that and control that, things like screening, fencing, have been used in other areas to help reduce the, you know, the view shed issues, you know, the visibility issues that people might have on neighboring properties or from the road. But design standards, generally speaking, are something that are going to help you control and try to keep that rural character that makes Tocqueville special. So we're going to talk about that, and you know, there's different setbacks, things like that you can control for in there. Setbacks not only from your road, but from the residential property lot lines, from your side lot lines. But I mean, really, there's a lot of options there. That did you want to make a about standards and
provide? Yeah, there's a, as Elena said, there's a number of things you could do, minimum lot sizes, maximum lot coverage, setbacks, screening. So there's a lot you can legally do to really kind of clamp down on these.
Well, I think, you know, we're all in agreement that we're not against development. We just like to be able to control the development, you know, to make sure that it's meets guidelines that we want. And currently, with no zoning or anything, I think this is our only option, right?
And yes.
Come up with a local law that regulates that.
Yeah.
So we're within, this is the right path to take, I guess. Is.
Yep, absolutely. And you've done a moratorium, which from what I saw expires September 9th, I think.
Yep.
Early September, so you're going to want to have something done by then.
Correct.
But so I think you've got the next few months, you know, if you can get something, you know, adopted by in August, the end of August, you're good, which you should be able to do. This isn't rocket science stuff. It's pretty, you know, we've done this in other communities, and what Wayne can do is have for you maybe next month of like a good draft for you to really pick apart.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, at that point you said what things need to get next, what things need to be modified, you select what kind of ranges essentially and your control that you want to apply. Once we look over that, we can give you a semi-polished final draft for July.
Okay, so at this point, we should take a little time, go through this in a little more depth. I mean, I kind of perused it with you guys. But I don't have any specific questions really yet because I hasn't sunk in, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know, if we could get a chance to discuss that amongst ourselves, I'll communicate with you. And then by next month, we could have something ready. Okay.
One thing you might want to think about during the process is maybe having a special work meeting to do. Like, I don't know how busy your typical town board meeting is, but you might want to think about having a special meeting that's just devoted to this.
Okay.
Maybe not. Maybe not if you've got like a really light agenda for June. But you have that option.
Okay. And Elena, can you come in for that?
Absolutely.
We could do it maybe on the projector so everybody can take a look, and we can add, delete, or correct. Yeah, great. Do you have any other plan, thoughts or questions? And I think that gives us a spot to start. I mean, I really had no idea where to even begin, so I asked Paul, and he recommended that, and here we are. So at least we got somewhere to start at least. So thank you. Unless you have more to add,
can we just kind of think about maybe the week after our next board meeting, having a special meeting? That would be like the third week in June. That'd be all right.
Fine with me, as far as
the third Tuesday of June at 6 o'clock, I won't be available, but I can do pretty much any other day that week.
Hey, we wouldn't have to do it on Tuesday.
No. How about Mike gets back up in you with a date that works and see if that'll work out for you.
And I know you guys got this in the email, but I'll leave it with Amy as well. The paper copies and take them on market.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, because I, as I mentioned, I didn't make copies of the 111 page.
That was smart.
Okay. I would like to very briefly go into an executive session to discuss personnel issues. Can I have a motion to do that? Second?
Second.
All in favor?
All
right. Right back.
The state, if it's a big project, 25 megawatts or greater, the state has a greater role. Well, the state is still required to take more local wide. Well, hopefully not. Hopefully the town will, you know, it's still a move to the town to do
his legs are swollen because they are. I can't go under the studio. It makes me sick. They had to give me a drug to counteract it. Because when I come out, I keep it.
Yeah.
I'm always hoping to get you some to go.
I'm surprised Buddy's not here. I haven't seen him all week. Only been Monday. I didn't see him. No, it was last Monday. No, I haven't seen him this week.
Yeah. I haven't seen a big deal. We were sitting around there looking at Jeff. I was there for the first time.
They even like APW now. Overreaction, really. Then they said last week they had them over here. And I'm like, nobody came to my door, you know, cop no nothing. They're trying to so they can be labeled crazy so they don't have to go to work. Still draw around.
Think about the ideas.
Yeah.
I find a way to tell that somewhere.
Then you go 300 miles in the vehicle, and you got a quick charge, takes 2 hours here. Now it takes 90 hours to haul.
Swing back to school.
800 hours a year.
Electric
power.
Go again.
Go
that.
figure out what it is we do, and if you remember what he started doing.
The longest vehicle running right now on the left, there's the one we'll start running now, so let's go for the count.
Yeah.
Made a motion.
I made one for the
Kalani.
They tell you, Amy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll move into the highway superintendent. Unfortunately, I know Ted had a reaction to some medication. He said he was going to be here, but it may have gotten worse. I don't know, but
I wasn't home, so I didn't stop picking
up. Gotcha. That would have been nice if you could have done that for us. I was hoping he could issue a report on the DOT training that they had a couple, about 3 weeks ago or so. From what I heard, it went well. They did learn quite a few things that they did not know. So it was very useful. I know that much. I have given Ted a contact to get mulch for the playground. I'd like to get that open by June 1st at the latest. And he said that shouldn't be any problem. So hopefully we'll move forward with that in the near future. I have talked to him, and I know Bill has talked to him about the fence repair around the playground. That needs to be done before June 5th because they've got a ATV ride, correct? That's right. Right. So he wants to get that taken care of, and obviously it should be done before we open the playground back up anyway. So that's a big deal.
What's the date? Has need to be fixed?
June 5th. Yep.
What needs to be fixed on the playground?
The fence.
Yeah, it's gonna fix tomorrow.
Okay. Do you know if Ted contacted the mulch people yet?
I'm not sure about that. I know I reminded him like 2 times about it, so I'm pretty sure he might have.
Okay.
But he hasn't said anything else about going to get or something like that yet. So I'll throw it at him again tomorrow. Man.
Appreciate it.
Yep.
Because I want to get that playground open.
I've
had several requests from
people. Yeah, today after we got done grading and all that, he called us up and said, hey, listen, tomorrow, playground.
Okay.
Priority, so.
All right, good.
Good. We're trying to find out where to get the parts and all that stuff. So.
I know the company is in Chittenango.
Okay.
So that's where we got it through the school. I got the information from our building and grounds supervisor. So, and it's all certified. It's specifically for playgrounds.
Okay.
That's the way we want to do it.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Unfortunately, he's the one that we would need to address the tree issues with.
We talked to Ted quite a few times about it.
You
talked to Steve Cronk, and prior to that, it was Chuck Sterling.
Wow, it's been that long.
Yeah. These trees are going to fall on my house and in the road. And my neighbor has the same issue where a tree's been falling the road. And after people since I have been since Chuck Sperling. So
we have pictures if anybody's interested in looking at them.
Where are you?
Bull Run. Okay, so many
questions. We were told, Mr. Bennett said we were on the list.
Okay.
So I don't know.
I was on the list for 3 years and I finally just paid to have somebody take it down.
Could I have your guys' names?
Fred Bush. 738 Bull Run Road. No.
I will.
Thank you.
728 Bull Run Road.
728?
Yep.
Okay. I apologize. This is the first I've heard of this, but I will try
the board members could just drive by there, see how bad they are. I mean, they're terrible.
Absolutely. This guy that you're talking to right now is a highway worker, so he can convey your sincerity.
I had to tell the other day when we had a bad windstorm, and the tree is split. So once it gets leaves on there, it's going to go over.
Yeah.
So and we're going to hear the road that maybe a power line upstairs.
Maple tree? Pardon me, is it a maple?
Yeah, I got a maple and an ash tree.
And when Steve did the oil and ship on the road, the dump trucks hit the branches and had to yank some of them down. Yeah. I'm just afraid it broke down.
Oh, yeah.
That's somebody you understand.
Yep.
Is it?
First person ever caught on that was Jim Priest. I was a child.
Yeah. As Ted, as Ted conveyed to you that it's something that our highway department can do, or are we going to have to hire somebody?
He said he had to get somebody. That was the issue.
That's a big tree.
Well, if we get the part that hangs over right in the centerpiece there, the rest of it probably would not be a real issue to right down the road. So my concern is only getting the stuff that hangs completely over the road. It's approximately, I'm guessing now, might be about 24 inches in diameter.
Okay.
So it's
that's nothing.
Yeah. Okay.
They did until they got out and
find
that truck.
All right. I will definitely get some answers for you. If you want to just step up here and give me your phone number.
Sure.
And I'll get back in touch with you. You don't have to broadcast it to everybody.
Hey,
you too.
Yes, sir.
Mike. Corey. If it's something the town's not able to do, just keep in mind the county will come in.
Okay.
Most times it ends and take care of that as long as it's not major in primary, and then if not, it would else or something.
Okay. Great. That's good to know.
It's something that, you know, Ted describes, and I don't blame if the other guys are the nerves.
Steve was going to take the one off there for me, but the last one to be service.
Oh, another
fire. It was oil and chip and it rained. So,
Thank you.
Sorry you had to go this long.
Yeah, I had no idea. Okay, I talked to Steve briefly. He didn't really have anything, so the cemetery report. We had quite a bit of action this year. We had a sale of one plot, $500, two full burials at $1,000, three cremations, $900, a foundation at $100, and four corner markers at $80 for a total of $2,580.
When you're on the cemetery, I just want to put a word out about the cemetery workers. Last Friday, raining, and I think it was last Friday, highway guys weren't at work, and there was a tree down across from Jack Barker's house, right across the whole road, right up from you. I don't know if you saw it or not, Bill.
I called.
Did you? Mm-hmm. I didn't get through to him, so he didn't answer my call. But anyway, the cemetery guys were up there with the tractor, and I asked them to clean it up if they had time. Well, not only did they move it out of the road with the tractor, they bumped it up and cleaned it up. They did. I think actually a better job than the highway guys could have done.
Ted moved it.
Ted moved it with the loader.
Yes.
I don't know. That's your second time. But they did. Good.
Nice to hear.
We tried.
People help.
When we're told, anyway.
Yeah. Code enforcement.
Okay. Last month, I had eight renewals, two residential permits for new homes, two permits for additions, and eight for pool, shed, utility structures, et cetera, for a total of 20 permits. I took in a total of $1,162 in permit fees. I issued two certificates of compliance, one stop work order, 11 code violation notices. I received one formal complaint, issued four appearance tickets, and one permit was voided, and I gained another 5 hours in continuing education. So I now have 20 of the required 24.
You got plus five in parentheses?
Yeah, it's the 20 is five above last month.
Okay.
Yeah, and those 5 hours were no charge to the town.
Okay.
No cost to the town.
Yeah.
Yes, I thought so.
Any questions for Fern? Thank you, Fern. I had sent Mike Maxwell a question as to whether he had any report to add for this month, and he said no, he would be here whatever the dates are listed out there. I can't remember, but there's several. And I'm quite certain that I will be able to get the plexiglass barriers from the school that we can set up for them so that they'll have a barrier for people to ask questions. Just have a table up like we're recording it on the plane. Yep. That is just my thought.
Yeah. Great.
I have Buddy's report. They took in $5,107 for the month of April. I'm sure three quarters of which the comptroller will take. Fire department. April 2021 calls equal 30. I was talking to Bill the other day. That's a lot. We don't normally have one a day, but it's a busy month. Total contract was $110,200. As we know, beginning April 2021, check register balance was $82,279. Monthly expenses for April were $1,897.91. Checking balance moved to May 2021, $80,381.22. Any questions?
Bill, have any questions?
No, everything's fine. Make
sure that's in the
almost. Come another week, maybe. Hopefully. Stuff's up there. At least that's a good sign, right? Were you able to get a hold of Brian to get the siren unhooked?
We're going to take care of that.
Okay.
So, take care of that this week.
Okay, so it'll be done when they get there.
Yeah.
Awesome. NOCA, Stephanie.
Somebody turned their light bulb on. They need that new dining room chairs. They went to Big Lots and got them. They had a problem with the debit and credit cards. They're being charged 3%. I didn't know credit cards charge 3%, 4%, and 5%. So they're going to.
They usually charge a lot more than that.
They're going to put it for you just using the card.
Oh,
not interest or anything.
Okay.
Using
I see.
They're going to put it at the bottom of the bills so people know that if they pay by credit card, they have to pay more. The Amos 3, that one that was having problems with the lights and all this other stuff, they have to replace all the fuse boxes, the thermal. and control system, and they're replacing all the headliner. So,
that's not still under warranty?
Yeah, it's still under warranty. Okay. They're paying for somebody to do that.
You mean the company, the ambulance company?
Yeah.
Okay, not NOCA.
Because the ambulance can't go back there because it came from Canada, so you have to pay somebody.
So who's paying? Is NOCA paying or is the company paying?
The company is paying. The calls have gone up 76%. The campgrounds are opening, so there'll be a lot more calls. They need to get filled for next door. I know nothing about dirt and putting it in the swamp and stuff, but apparently if they have a super pack to put buildings there and have the parking lots and everything, so they got to get an architect or a soil engineer, and they got $10,000 that's in the building renovation stuff to make sure the buildings, they're going to use that $10,000 to pay for these guys. That's something that I have no idea. Other name?
Corey,
yeah, I'm just curious. What, do you know what credit cards are using? What they use your credit cards for?
The health care. That's what they, you know, the other co-pays and stuff like that.
So the co-pays are being paid by NOCA for the people that work there?
Yeah.
They don't pay their own co-pays like everybody else does?
Mm-hmm.
So so instead of the $1 million they said they had to back to put in again, we're paying with credit card and paying interest.
Yeah.
And everybody's okay with that.
Well, you're
away. Well, there's nothing you can do. The town doesn't have to provide an ambulance. No, they don't. New York state law does not, you do not have to provide an ambulance. You have to provide fire
protection. As I repeat, you're between a rock and a hard place.
Yes. Town law says you have to provide fire protection. Nothing about an ambulance.
Look into it, I guess.
I say we get to look into it. Because I think there's some serious money being spent that doesn't need to be spent.
That may be, but say your dad falls down in his driveway, do you want him to just lay there? Or?
No, I don't. I don't, but I also, when we paid that money for them to show up, and then they charge him again when he shows up.
Oh, yeah.
And then if he doesn't pay that bill, they'll garnish his wages over.
They also,
or they'll sue them for it, or that, you know, I mean, when's enough?
They sent $15,000 worth of unpaid bills.
The collection agency.
There you are.
Sure. When you're paying that kind of money to have them provide a service, then you pay them your insurance again. And then they bill you again and again, and then send collections and get it again. How many times do you get it?
Right. Well, that's something that we'd have to investigate a little further because
I think they're.
They never got back to us after.
I was going to say, the last time I was here, you had a bunch of questions, and she said, we don't answer those kind of questions. NOCA said that was their comment. We don't answer those questions. We got you doing a rotten hard place.
Okay.
That's so who cares? I mean, what, do they care about the public or?
That I'm there.
No, they don't care.
No, they can care less about the public. It's all about making them money, and that's not what it's about. That place was volunteer for a lot of years. And it's just become, it's a money grab. It's a money that's wrong.
And they don't
people
pay.
People more about the money we ask for.
Yeah, but they company. Don't pay their EMTs and paramedics and stuff, you know, up to the level that they should pay.
All right. Well, we'll pick that up later.
Now, what the hell is this thing over here? Hill water?
Yeah.
They have all the people that are in the that spa thing, they all come from Syracuse. And some of the other people that work in the bar and in the kitchen and stuff up towards Mansville. So I don't know what Mansville is.
It's a little town.
Yes.
Yeah, I know, but is it Jefferson or Oswego?
Yes.
Jefferson.
Oh, so it's not Oswego town. I can find out, you know, because people in there, they're trying to follow you, trying to the town we're talking about.
Or you're saying the water is contaminated?
The water is contaminated.
You're saying if you shared yours in that pool over there?
Yeah, they could be. Yeah.
All right, let's get back on track, please. Paul, do you have any insight into what is absolutely required ambulance wise? Or do I can do some homework and will. Yeah. I didn't know if you knew off the top of your head.
I don't believe that ambulance is a required service for a municipality to provide or contribute for. Before you made any definitive decisions on that, you probably want to check with the municipal attorney.
Absolutely.
I don't believe that ambulance is a required service.
Okay. I know, I don't want to beat a dead horse here, but I know that when Aaron was supervisor, he inquired other surrounding ambulance services, and he could not get them to commit to respond to the town of Albion. So that's my concern. Is I understand we're getting raked over the coals, but I also understand that if I need an ambulance, I want to have an ambulance show up.
Especially out in the outer areas.
Right. I agree 100%. How about a little negotiation instead of just accepting everything that happens? Mm-hmm. Saying yes to everything they say.
Well, oh, no.
I don't know why they need, what they need chairs for.
You know, they do the budget, and then they tell you what.
Right, they tell you what it's going to be after.
Right.
I just as a taxpayer, right? It's just not.
I didn't get the answers the last time we had a meeting.
No. Right. No. Was it?
Out of curiosity, could we get NOCA itemized in the printed budget?
No,
what the county sends out.
I'd like to have a complete audit of all of this.
And they list the library and they list the highway department. Can they? Is there any way they can run a separate line for NOCA?
We on our taxes.
Paperwork yes. That you give me you have that. Their reports.
Yeah, we asked for that.
Right? And everything.
No, I mean audit.
I know.
Everything.
But to get an itemized, it's in all the reports that you give me, you've got to pay. That's how I write the minutes off.
They waste a lot of time when the town and class guy to watch it.
No doubt. All right. I have a statement or whatever to make to Vern. I do know that the towns that NOCA serves mm-hmm. are all charged the same per capita.
Okay. Well, they say.
Well, I'm sure they are. More so the public knows
yes.
how much of our budget
correct.
Goes to NOCA.
Yes. I will talk to Corey Metz. In fact, I will make a note right now. He's the guy that set us up with that.
They get $135,000 a month from the towns?
Nope. All seven towns.
Uh-huh. Oh,
all seven towns. And if we were to do anything... dropping out or even talking about it. I think that what we want to do is talk to the other townships and get up with that.
Yeah.
Richland and Sand Creek might have the money that we don't have. Right. You know, Farwell, Boylston, all of those other ones. Too. Same as us. Okay, moving on. Town clerk report.
For April. Total taken and dispersed was $1,235. I gave town supervisor a check for $1,217. New York State Ag and Markets got $18. Issued 10 dog licenses, 9 renewals and 1 original. Sent out 12 dog license renewals for May. 1 late dog renewal for April, and I gave until the 14th of this month. Entered 19 building permits, 5 renewals and 14 originals. Petty cash is at $25. Dollars as of April 30th. That's it.
Questions for me? We have a motion to accept your report.
Motion.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay. Town supervisor's report. Receipts. General money market. Interest is $237.15. Justice fees and fines for April were $2,709. Clerk fees, $20. Building and junkyard permits, $400. Other compensation for loss, $476.19. Dog licenses, $40, for a total of $3,882.34. Highway money market, interest was $23.56. We received our sales tax first quarter 2021 from the county, $55,000. Disbursements out of the general money market, biweekly payroll number 7, $2,302.41. Biweekly payroll number 8, $3,396.42. Abstract number 4, $21,330.50. Comptroller fees, $2,520. Teamster Health and Hospital, $1,500.55. For a total of $38,224.75. Out of the highway money market, abstract number 4, $11,770.97. Biweekly payroll number 7, $6,466.44. Biweekly payroll number 8, $5,907.28. For a total of $24,144.69. Our account balances as of 4/30/21. General money market, $1,908,766.66. General checking, $35,526.32. Highway money market, $309,429.46. Highway checking, $36,976.70. Trust and agency, $18,115.95. Cemetery, $169,150.50. For a total of $2,477,965.59. Questions, comments?
Motion. You didn't mention general pay number 4 for $7,174.87. That's all right. Just double check that. I think you've elected.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Okay, all right. We'll worry about it. I have a motion to accept.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
General bills. Questions, comments?
Question, what are we doing with all the lumber stuff, Luke? The lumber up the highway bill.
Wasn't that for the trailer?
Yeah. Oh, the lumber? Yeah, we rebuilt the trailer that Steve bought more of. Yeah, we have wooden jack boards on it and all that stuff in there rotted away. So we want to make it safe.
Plywood, though? Do you use plywood or did you?
No, that plywood was for the gravel and plywood were for the cemetery.
Yeah, oh,
the account is next door. Yeah, I don't know what gravel and plywood is for, but some there.
Yeah, see, that's.
Yeah,
okay.
Okay.
Any other motion to accept?
Motion.
Second? All in favor? And highway bills. Questions, comments?
Okay, I think nothing. As you know, that was not feeling good yesterday. So I came down and did some stuff for him or whatever. We bought a jack this past month because the other one burned up in the fire and we used to bought it for like $700 or something like that.
Yep.
And we were going to take it out as a fire insurance money. Well, that's what I was told to do because it was part of that whole deal, I guess, that we get money left over to get stuff that we need for that barn. And when I went to, there wasn't any money there, so I wasn't allowed to put it under that. So
correct.
I just don't want something else getting screwed up, you know what I mean? Shorten up on other things that we might need, but I was supposed to come out of that.
Yeah, well,
I included it under the machinery.
Right. There is no more garage fire money. I mean, that's into our, that
it's closed, I guess.
So that last time, did it was like 50,000 or something like that, wasn't there?
There's all kinds of money. But it's it goes into the, yeah, we can't just keep using it
that way.
Right, it has to be budgeted, it has to be a line item.
Yeah. Well, what I'm asking is because we have other stuff that we have to get. Like, I mean, we have the power tools, stuff like that, drills, stuff we're trying to use them as long as we can. But I mean, they're going out, like, we don't believe, so I just didn't know
what we would
have to do to get that kind of stuff. And I mean,
Ted
always said, well, I'm bringing it up to the board, and all this, I know it's not my job, but.
Right, I did set up a capital reserve fund.
Okay.
So that we can do things like that that we need, but the fire part of it is
okay. Well,
when you finish with a thing like that, it comes off the budget.
Going on here.
It's a line item.
Yeah,
I don't know how to explain it any better than that.
Right,
but you can't any longer use it
right.
for that type of thing.
Yeah,
so
breaking down
exactly. So the money. Don't think it's not there. It is there, but we can only spend what is appropriated for within the budget.
Yeah. Thank you.
Comments, questions? Motion to accept.
Motion.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
I wouldn't let that hold you guys up if you need something.
No, that's what I just didn't want. I didn't want anybody in trouble.
No,
I don't want to get out some trouble and stuff like that. I know that the last 5 minutes, site stuff like that.
Just ask questions.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Ask Mike the money or what account.
Right. Okay. Very good. I appreciate it.
Under old business, I have hopefully some people noticed it as they came in. If you didn't, on your way out. Just before you get to the door to the left, we got Carl's plaque up there. Jesse put it up for me the other day. It's very nice, I think, and proud of it. Any other old business? Under new business, I already touched on the sexual harassment training that would be required, and it will be tomorrow night, and then again on June 23rd. So you guys in the highway, we need to get, just so you know, and maybe you can pass this on to Ted. I will talk to him tomorrow as well, but the part-time guys that plow have to go too.
Wingman?
Yep. Anybody.
Okay. Anybody that works that's employed by the town?
Correct.
The farm. Okay.
Correct.
Yep. That's good.
I think it was, maybe it was Herb that brought up the cannabis discussion and legalizing of marijuana. I had quite a talk with the town attorney the other day regarding that. There are a couple, she has attended a few webinars on it, and there are going to be some more coming up, but it's definitely something that we're going to have to look into more as we move forward. She did tell me a couple things. If the town wants to opt out, we have to pass a local law by December 31st. If we choose to opt out, there is no revenue available from the taxes that will be collected by the state or the county. We're out. We lose any possible income from that. And that is subject to a permissive referendum, which means if someone comes in and asks us to have a vote about it, we have to have a public vote on that decision. We can, if we decide to stay in to potentially collect that revenue, we can regulate, the town board can regulate the time, manner, and place of dispensaries and growing. She did say without zoning, it will be difficult, but it can be done, and we would have to do that as a town board. As of right now, she said the numbers are still up in the air, but it looks like it would be a 4% tax to the county. 1% would go to the county, 3% would come to the town. That's how it looks right now. I do think she said it was a 9% overall tax, and 5% would go to the state. So then the other 5 or 4 would be left to split between the county and us. So that's something we're going to have to think about before the end of the year. We're going to decide whether we're going to opt in or opt out. Just so everybody's aware of that. It's coming. And she said it's very vague right now because they passed the law
without any background whatsoever. So they're making it up as they go along, which
typically is
typical, you know, unfortunately, New York sometimes do things backwards.
Except for the sexual
Resolution number 4 is a correction, of resolution number 2 that had to do with that Neisler's report that I had sent in. When I sent it in, I had Amy's numbers, the town clerk's numbers, rather than her record of activities result, I reported something else.
I thought you had Janice on there.
And I did have Janice on there, which was also incorrect. Which you'll notice on the new resolution, Janice is not on there. Because Janice is not an appointed or an elected official. She just works for the town. So she does not belong on this particular resolution. So, in the meantime, I took it upon myself to fax this to Neisler's and make sure that it was correct. And a guy actually called me and said, it's correct. So present it, and it has to be posted for 30 days, Amy, and then within 15 days of the end of that 30 days of posting, we have to mail it to Neisler's, and then you guys will all be reinstated. Because currently, Buddy, Amy, and Mike Maxwell are, what's the word? No, they're suspended within the retirement account. And I know Buddy's thinking about retiring, so he wants to be certified.
What that stands for is the retirement, New York State retirement, local retirement.
Yep. So, and it had been, long story short, it was miscommunications back in 2019, before most of us were even involved. And it's taken me this long to finally get it all straightened out. But we are now correct. The retirement system is correct. Everything is good. And I'm not blaming anybody. It was simply miscommunication. And then when the COVID hit, the paperwork got all messed up. And it was just screwed up from the word go. But anyway, now we're good to go. Everybody's retirement should be set and accurate and up to date. So we have to sign this as a resolution to go to them.
No, I got it down here. I'm on it.
You want a motion?
Yeah, you got to make a motion.
Yes, that's true. Can I have a motion to accept that?
Make a motion.
Second.
Okay.
Absolutely. Second. All in favor?
All right.
You have a copy of this one, Amy? I couldn't remember if I gave you.
This one?
Yep. Okay. And there, we don't need to all sign that, right?
No.
Well, we're going to talk about this, but I don't think we're going to do anything yet. Resolution number 5. I, making the budget, forgot to include a line to replace the roof. So I spent, 5-6 hours down here Sunday coming up with a way to take money from a whole bunch of other accounts to come up with enough money to pay for the roof. This goes to what I was explaining to you. If you don't have an appropriation for an expense, can't just take, even though I just said we got $2 million,
right.
We can't just do that.
Yeah, it's got to be for that.
Correct. So I was able to come up with that, but in talking to some of the other board members a little bit about it earlier tonight, we may be able to amend the budget.
Amend it so that we can just do it's not a due to and a due from, but it's just a new line item. So that we could take out of the unencumbered revenue that we have and just utilize it in that line item.
So just so that it's covered and presented in the minutes, we're discussing this, but I'm going to attempt, I'm going to clear it with Laird Petrie, and then we will have a special meeting probably next week because the roof's going to happen here pretty soon. And if we can do the amended budget, we'll do that instead of this resolution so that we can have the money to pay for that roof. Because I don't want to hold up the guys that are going to be doing the roof. So, but I wanted it recorded in the minutes that discussed it. And we're going to go one of those two ways. I just don't know which way yet. And I apologize for forgetting to add that line in the budget, but I just did. And that's the way it goes.
Final was done then, so we should have. Or we should have picked up on it.
I don't think we really need to go into it anymore. The Central New York Broadband and Internet Study that Paul had talked about earlier. If anybody's interested, they can visit the website. I have one copy of the paperwork here. It's pretty important to get it out and let everybody know that they are trying to do something for our rural areas. Oswego County has joined the Empire State Purchasing Group called BidNet. So what that means is that if we want to buy something, it's actually, it allows vendors to put in bids for things. Like if we had known about this last year, which we weren't a member of it last year, so it wouldn't matter. But if it was available last year, we could have gone through this for the roof. In other words, we would have said, okay, we need a roof on the municipal building and all these vendors that participate in this BidNet would have been able to put in a bid on it. So it's a good thing to know, and whether we use it or not, I don't know, but it's available. The Public Service Commission is asking for public comment regarding two proposals filed by the Department of Public Service in the gas planning proceeding. They will hold a virtual public hearing on May 12th and 13th, 2021, to solicit input and comments from your community regarding the proposals. The proposals are, I believe, available online, although I don't see it here.
What are the dates again?
May 12th and 13th, so tomorrow and Thursday.
Okay.
And you have, I don't even know about it, you had to have registered by 3 o'clock on May 11th. Nope, for the second one, you could register by 3 o'clock tomorrow. So if anybody wants any information on the gas planning proceeding, you can get this piece of paper from me and sign up. As I mentioned earlier, the AUD, the annual update document, is complete and submitted to the state. And I just wanted to mention this to department heads and the board. You know, it's early, but we're coming up on budget time, and I want people to start thinking about what they want to do for potential increases in departmental budgets or raises, things like that. It's been a tough couple of years with COVID and all that, but something to consider. Never too early to start thinking about it.
Not to say that, is this anything the AUD with your supervisor's financial report?
No, completely unrelated.
Do you have your supervisor's financial report from last year?
No, apparently I don't. I don't even know what it is.
Okay, because I've never received one from Aaron. Rick knows.
That is the annual report.
That is the annual report?
That's what he's done. Yeah.
The AUD
is the annual report. Yeah, okay. The annual document, about 100 pages or
whatever.
Because I have to put an ad in paper stating that I have
it. She has it here for inspection.
Because I never got one from Aaron 6 years ago. He was a regular.
Well,
never got one.
I'll tell you right now, he has it. But okay. I didn't know that's what it was. Sorry.
Yeah,
no, it's okay.
And as files management, she should have a copy of each one too.
Okay.
If she has it.
Very good. Thank you. But, okay. See, I learn stuff every day. Okay, it's time. Does anybody have any public comments they'd like to make regarding anything that we discussed in the agenda today?
Got a question on the roof. How many bids do you have on the roof?
3.
You have it, was it bid regular material? Or bid?
I'm sorry?
Was it bid labor and material? How was it bid?
Yes. Yes, it was. And the ones that we went with were not only a very reputable company, but way cheaper than the other two.
So who's actually doing the work though?
Schaefer. Schaefer Building or Schaefer Roofing and Company.
And nothing to do with the Telmarnock, right?
Nope.
Got another question. Where are the cemetery records? Are they here in the vault or in somebody's house? Cemetery records.
I do not know.
I doubt it.
Yes, I will.
Another question, who's your deputy supervisor now?
Lonnie.
Yeah, I haven't been in a meeting in a while. How about keys for the building?
You each have one.
How about the old keys? People are no longer elected. They turned them in?
Well, Carl did.
Yeah,
I got Carl. Mary turned in.
How about Aaron? Did that do yet?
Yep, I have Aaron's.
He doesn't have
it. He does not have it. He has no keys.
Years ago, we saw a lot of money. Yeah, that has been rekeyed out of the war. For nonsense. And
I think Amy has keeps a chart, correct?
Yeah.
Who has keys?
I have my deputies because he doesn't need them.
So none of his old board members have keys, right?
Not
guaranteed.
My knowledge. Nothing I'm aware of.
Hey. You're running too fast now.
None of the old board members.
You have to have your photo ID and driver's license to get a key and then sign your life away too. Kind of, not totally.
It's only a 10-page.
Security here in the building? Or?
I'm security.
We
hang you to your bare self. I can bound you then, just walk in the door.
Yep, no, we haven't discussed that. Probably wouldn't be ridiculous.
We have cameras.
See who was out there. If they have your house, see who was there. We let them in or not let them in. We have an intercom in the school.
Yeah, we got the cameras. We got one guy sleeping out there, laying down out there with sweatpants on and everything. You know what I mean?
That's your home somewhere out there.
He's got a home. That guy did.
Okay, something we'll think about. Bill?
Mike, anything on the generator?
No.
Yeah.
Nope, I have not done a thing. Bill ran into a situation when the power went off there last Friday. The generator did not kick on, but between him and Corey, they got it going, and it did shut off properly, right?
Yes.
I'm going to have to call them again and see why it didn't kick on.
The automatic start didn't work. It was kicked into manual mode. It was in manual mode, and I flipped it over to auto, and it didn't take off, so I went back to manual and back to auto, and it did finally take. But I mean, when we had that put in, we had craft power come once a year, twice a year to do service, and, you know, change the oil and check the batteries, and I don't know if the town's taking over that maintenance.
Yeah, but we just had them in not too long
ago. Yeah,
and they were here. But
I think the issue has been recently. Last 2 years, you can call them and go work.
Yeah.
Right. I think it might be time to at least think about an annual contract.
Preventable,
preventive maintenance.
Quarterly,
yeah,
make sure
that
the work
kicks on
every so often.
When it was first put in, it ran once a week.
Yeah.
It started out with a maintenance check. And for the longest time, we got here for a meeting, we never heard it kick on. I don't know.
I will call them.
If something was changed, you know, taken out, I don't know.
Gotcha.
Same thing happened to Town Barn. That one does not work. I guess the same thing happened last year. Kurt got it going when he was working there.
Yep.
They tried doing the same thing Kurt did, but it wouldn't pick up, so we didn't have no power. Very
Yep. Is that the same company? No. It's Generac, but Brian looked at all that. So we'll have him check it.
Never dawned on me that the generator didn't start.
Yeah.
The emergency lights came on.
Right.
I didn't say anything of it. It was 20 to 2, and I just left. Can't do anything.
Yeah, you want about 20 after 2.
That's my hours.
So when that does kick on, you schedule it to kick on. Is that during normal hours when the lights are on too, or no?
Well, it can be. It doesn't affect when it goes into that automatic run. It doesn't transfer or change anything. It just does its own.
Okay. Cycle. That's what I was wondering.
Yep. Yeah, because it never senses the loss of power. It just does
that. That generator found the iron that could be set up to run when the guys are around. So you know it's working, you know, just program.
Ours with DOT, that's always, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
They did it actually.
I mean, my home starts every Sunday morning at 5 o'clock. It's just the way I had it set it up. Yeah. One of you guys checking up the 7:30, see how they're coming up there for Memorial Day?
I personally have not been up there. I can take a run up.
The government had it here, you know, they fairly board members go up there and once in a while check. I ain't up there every week. I still go up. I've been going through this year. And the crew up there got broke. You know what happened a few years ago? I noticed this year, nobody picked up the flags. I put the park out, but they picked theirs up. I see the weeds didn't pick up theirs. There's that one line they got with it. It's right away up there. You know, there's a lot of trees need to come up there, too. Fall on one of the tombstones and go by the cemetery.
Right. Well, I understand, but this goes back to the rock and the hard place again.
What's that?
Well, if we spend too much time there, people complain. If we don't spend enough time there, people complain.
You guys, I'm telling you guys, you already get paid. Nobody cares if you guys were up there.
No, I know.
I see you up there wandering around there with a shovel or a brick or something. Nobody's going to complain about that.
Okay, all right. Yeah, so I'll whip up there with my chainsaw and start going to work.
I didn't say that, but you know, I think you're wasting that might not have the superintendent come do anything, just die through there once a week. I think it's the superintendent or whatever, too.
I'm not going to get into a big argument with you, but you underestimate what she does. She does do quite a bit. So, any other questions?
I got one.
Do you have anything?
My first meeting, I don't know how the system works. I'm just trying to get a feel for it. I would like to speak with Vern after the meeting, if that's okay. And, I would like to ask, I don't know if there's about the plowing. They tore up my lawn pretty significantly this year. I don't know if there's anything that I can do to address that. The last 2 years, they broke my mailbox. And I took pictures, but I never managed to follow through on that. I don't know if there's somebody that I can ask about that or talk to about that.
Where are you located?
The corner.
The Victorian?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I actually noticed your lawn just the other day, and I was going to talk to Ted.
I see you picked that yesterday, didn't you? We were raking it around. Yeah, we got to go over the top floor. Wow. Looking in the yard
yesterday. I just got back from work.
We walked it around some, but we'll get some topsoil for that. But as far as the mailbox goes, I don't know how that works, but I know sometimes you guys send out letters.
Right. Paper. Technically, we don't have to repair mailboxes, but quite often we do just because we do. But I will have Ted or someone contact you As you probably heard, Ted's under the weather. So
you're 29 Church Street? 26, I mean, yeah. So you moved your mailbox over to Mexico Street, and that's where they usually dump.
Yeah, that's where they usually dump.
I put it there when I first got here. We didn't have a mailbox, so I put it there. And for last year, I moved it back, away farther away from the street, so it survived this year, but it got taken out last year. And I, in the snow melted, I noticed the yard, and I just wanted to ask about it.
Okay. I will.
The other question I was going to ask about, every year after the snow melts, they come and they put caution tape up around the sidewalk on the Church Street side. What is that for?
Because the sidewalks are in pretty bad shape.
Yeah, I cleared all of the dirt and the grass and everything off of it, and I know that it was broken up because of the tree. But
what happened? I don't think you haven't lived here terribly long. We had a village, and in 2013 the village was dissolved. And certain things were absorbed by the town, but not everything was. And I think there's still some question as to what's supposed to be done and who's supposed to do it. So I apologize.
Is my responsibility or
not at this point? No. In some towns it is, but not here.
Okay.
So we're still kind of hashing that out. There's been some recent talks about things like that as they quote you. Yep. Exactly. So I don't have a good answer for you right now. I'm sorry for that. Hopefully we'll come to some kind of agreement here before too many more months. But that one thing I've learned, I've been on the board now for this, I'm into my second year, and things do not move very quickly. And it's not necessarily our fault. Just things don't go quick. So, but I do have a note here. I will talk to Ted, and hopefully he will contact you or someone will be there very early on shortly. Sure. Any other questions, comments? Motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Who seconded?
I did.
I noticed
I was pointing.
Yeah, I know.
The
mask is being moved. 4 o'clock
comes early. Is that how you call it? 4?
Oh, yeah.
Actually, 3.
They never do whatever they want.
I tried to get rid of them on the board before.